Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. This is Polly Wyrum. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I am an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, a mom, a wife, and all those things. And I'm sure you can relate when I say that we are more than just, you know, the title, the sister, the mom, whatever. So you just like I'm busy, I know you're busy. We all live very rich and fulfilling lives. But that's actually one of the things I want to talk about today, because we all deserve to live a very rich and fulfilling life. And so that is actually why a lot of people come to see me, whether it's for an intuitive reading or for life coaching, is when they don't feel like their life is quite as rich or rewarding or passionate or peaceful as they'd like it to be. And so that's when they contact me and we work together and help them create a life that they want, the life that fulfills their dreams. And I'm also going to talk about dreams today, because today is my 50th birthday and I'm super excited. And it makes you think about your dreams. You know, what were my dreams when I was younger? What are my dreams now? And I love exploring people's dreams because we all have them. And, you know, quite frequently, they don't change that much through our life. We all, you know, dreams of having peace in our life, family, you know, some type of passion, whether it's rewarding work or quite frankly, you can be growing a, you know, flower garden that's rewarding. Whatever it is for you, that's what I'd like you to share, is to share your dream with me today. So my website is Gateways to Peace. That's with the number 2. So gateways2peace.com. At some point during the day, I will talk to you about my favorite, I've got a million favorite charities, but one of my favorite charities is Farm Sanctuary. And I also really love, there's a organization called My Face for Peace. That's My Face for Peace. And I've gotten involved with that and I love it. So you connect with people all over the world that are working towards peace. And so I actually have a lot of friends now in the Middle East, and it's amazing. It's totally cool to see, you know, what goes on in their day-to-day life and what they're doing to bring peace, not only in their life, but sharing it with others. And it's amazing. So I love that. So that's My Face for Peace. But what I'm going to do now is take a caller. And the first three numbers are 814-243. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Good, how are you?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yay, where are you calling
from? Can you
hear me? I can.
Oh, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, and what's your name?
My name is Amy.
Amy, how's it going in Pennsylvania, Amy?
It's going, the weather's actually nice today.
Excellent. Very good.
Change.
Perfect. Okay, Amy, what is a dream of yours? What is a dream? And you don't have to give like names or anything, but just what's a dream of yours?
A dream? Actually, it would be to be a promotion.
So like helping other people promote items or themselves?
No, promotion for myself, like a higher level position than what I've been doing.
Okay, I got it. I was thinking you were like, I thought this is going to be like pie in the sky dream, like where your career changes and you're like, you know, you're on TV promoting people. Okay, well, you can have that promotion. I'm sure that that's easy peasy dream to come up with. So I would dream bigger, but I'm sure you can get that promotion for sure. Okay, so Amy, do you have a question for me today?
Well, that's basically what my question is. Do you see anything coming up for me for a promotion? I work for state government, so I actually can switch to other agencies, but so far nothing has come open.
Okay, I have a question for you. I'm going to do one of my little prayer things to see what the main message is for you. But is there a deal in the process, or are you anticipating like a deal, like a coming together, two groups signing a contract or something like that? Is there? I see like I'm hearing shift in the organization, and it's almost like I see a series of two hands coming together. So that shows to me that like these two groups are coming to work together. Does that make sense to you at all?
Actually, yes. There is another organization coming into our building that it's a different agency that just signed an agreement to come in.
Yep, that's a good thing for you, because I see that all in all, it's going to promote the energy of your work environment. Because it almost has like a little friendlier feeling to it or something. And it's also very tight. You're going to be in a very tight community. It's a good feel. It feels good to me. That aspect of that joining that I see is key for you for whatever reason. So that's a good thing. I mean,
okay.
I see it as a, it's good for everybody, but it will turn out to be good for you for sure. So let me, since I saw that, I am just going to draw a card. Does that make sense to you, what I'm seeing and everything?
Well, actually, I was going to try to apply over there whenever they do come.
I think that that's a good idea. I totally think that's a good idea. Because what I see are, when I see hands coming together, like handshaking, like what I saw, but I didn't just see two hands shaking. I saw many, like a series of five sets of hands shaking. So that's showing me that it's it's two groups coming together, joining together and working together. And it's a very good thing. And I feel like, yes, I would suggest moving, applying there for sure. This is definitely giving you more opportunity. I'm also hearing lateral movement. There's a lateral change. Is it going to cause like shifts amongst you guys? Like, does it automatically, when they come in, does it automatically cause some shifts? Because I'm hearing lateral movement.
Unless some people will apply from here over there.
Okay, because I'm hearing lateral movement. So that doesn't necessarily show. It just kind of shows me things are shifting around. But you have the ability to, as I see things shifting around, you have the ability to, it's funny because it's almost like you're tiptoeing as you go, like you're tiptoeing and trying to make it, to the next level. So you're kind of tiptoeing, and this will sound funny, but it's almost like what I see is you're almost tiptoeing on the backs of these other people that are already, shifting on over there. Does that make sense to you? So it's not like you're waving your flag and saying, I'm doing this. You're doing it. You're kind of, I'm hearing graciously, but you're kind of doing this behind closed doors. Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go ahead and do it. Because I mean, the only thing that I can say is perhaps have a little bit more courage in your, because courage in what you want and what you have to offer. So recognize what you have to offer and have courage in it, because the way I see you, I see you doing it, but it's like you need to stand up a little bit taller for yourself. Like, have confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah,
you can do it. I mean, and you can totally do it. Watch the other people, but don't necessarily, here's what I would say. Watch the other people, but just since the way it was shown to me, I would say watch the other people, but do it your own way. Like, do it your own way and be proud of who you are. But for the most part, it feels good. And you've got, you know, this community, this change, this group organization that's coming together is very good, because where you are, it's a good thing for sure. So it's okay. So stay in touch. Contact me. You know, I love hearing about how people are doing. So leave a message on my, you can go to Gateways to Peace and just drop me a message. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, blessings to you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Amy in Pennsylvania. I think that was in Pennsylvania. And I just, as always, I'm so grateful for you guys calling in. And it was really nice because I could clearly see, you know, the change that's going on, the two groups or the groups coming together. And it's a good thing. And it was just, it's an opportunity for her to recognize what she has to offer. So before she goes and applies or whatever, to recognize she has a lot to offer and to be proud of who she is and be, you know, offer herself, knowing that if they decide to promote her, they're getting their money's worth. And so if she looks at it that way, it's a good thing, because automatically, you know, she comes across with more confidence and they recognize that. And so I think that that's a good fit for her. Okay, my next caller is 252-572. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha from North Carolina.
Tasha, North Carolina. I was just reading something about North Carolina, but I can't remember. So how is it in North Carolina?
It's warm.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Do you get out by the beach?
I don't know. That might be foretelling some nasty coming down the pipes. So.
Oh. Well, you know, just enjoy what you've got today, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, you sound pretty good. What is a dream? Yeah, I mean, you sound good. What's a dream of yours, Tasha?
What is a dream? Oh, just being me and kind of doing my little humanitarian thing. You know, me being able to walk around and doing what Tasha do.
Hey, you know what, Tasha? I'm right there with you. So that's pretty much my life. So that's awesome. Wonderful. Hey, have you heard of My Face for Peace? You might like that.
My Face for Peace?
Yeah,
no,
right,
but I'll look into it. Yeah, I will.
It's really cool. It's like amazing. Like, I mean, it's like totally, I have met like so many cool people that are, you know, a lot of them are in the Middle East, and it's just amazing what they're doing.
Yeah, it's
totally cool. So anyhow, if you're in the humanitarian, check that out. Okay, Tasha, how can I help you?
I was wondering, do you see me getting the finances together in order to move?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, your finances are going to improve. You have, okay, why am I hearing it's like whiplash? Like, you feel like you're caught in the, like there was a decision or something that happened and it's just coming back to haunt you. And like every time you stand up, it comes back to haunt you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's almost like, you know, if you go out in the surf, like if you stand out in the waves, mm-hmm. and the wave just come, you know, like you think, okay, I've got my footing, and then that wave comes back and gets you. So it's connected to some decision, some whatever that occurred. Is it like 4 to 6 years ago or something?
No, it's been going on about 10, 15 years. And what happened, every time these people, you know, they kind of box me into making certain decisions. And the only thing I can't do is choose the lesser of the evil. And whenever I do that, it's just like, oh no! But it was really nothing I can really do about it. You know, they kind of boxed me into making these decisions, and I take responsibility for it. But I mean, Jesus, You know, I know ex murderers and molesters that got less attention than I did. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it don't make no sense why they're going on, except for that they're just a bunch of jealous pricks who just have no life. You know, so I don't know.
Is there anybody that can help you with legal or financial, like give you some? It's almost like, you know what you need more than anything is encouragement.
Yeah, I could deal with it, but I don't even have, like, the people behind me, because everybody just seemed to have their own agenda. And I'm able to actually overcome a lot, but I just, you know, you're right, I just need, like, a little bit of push. I'm not even a real, you know, person, but Jesus, it's like, hard to even get a little bit of,
I hear that. I mean, I told them, the first word I heard was encouragement. You need encouragement.
Yeah.
You also need more time to play, so it's like you're not...
I heard that argument before. Yes. I need to go out and play, learn how to play again.
So here's the thing. I mean, and you know, I don't want to know what the situation is, but have you been able to compartmentalize it? Like, say, kind of like make a plan, right? So you know what you're dealing with, because I feel like it's almost like you're not, like, if you can meet with somebody and really know what you're dealing with, so you can make a plan so that you're not, you don't foresee the rest of your flipping life like this.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. It's just who is out there to really help me. It's finding that help. Like I said, finding encouragement is very
right,
hard.
Well, okay,
I don't know why it's so hard, but it's very hard. So at least for me.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to say what is involving on the radio show, but drop me a line on my website, which is Gateways to Peace, and let me see if I can direct you in who you go talk to. Because I feel like, number one, you need somebody that you feel like, you know, they'll at least listen to you. And you also have to have a clear understanding of your choices. You don't have a clear understanding of your choices right now. And so you're kind of living in the, you know, this is happening again thing. You need to have a clear understanding of what's expected of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
they're not, I don't know, because it's all based on lies. Because they got, it's what do you call that, ID fraud. They put all that garbage on me. And it's like, well, I don't even know what am I supposed to do then? You know, if I'm supposed to be doing this, then tell me. But since it's all a lie, there's nobody really to admit up to it and then tell me what I'm supposed to do, then I'm kind of stuck in limbo because there's nobody owning up to the garbage. But they want me to own up to it. They say it's me. But, yeah, I don't know. What am I supposed to do now? Like, you know? Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know, you know.
Right.
I'm sure when they let ex-cons go out of jail, they know exactly what they're supposed to do. But because they put a whole lot of garbage on me, it's like, well, okay, now what am I supposed to do? So it's more help, like I said, it's more help for ex-cons than it is for me. So,
you can make it through this, and you know.
Oh, I can, but it's just, it's very annoying. It's annoying.
I agree with you.
It's entirely annoying.
I'm going to pull one card for you. You can make it through this, but it's really time for you to step up, act like an adult, and say, listen, I need to clearly understand what's expected of me. I want to be able to work. I want to be able to support myself. I want to be able to, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so, you have to have expectations for yourself, right? You deserve to live a life. And so you have to know if these are the parameters you need to live within, fine.
Exactly. They need to be more upfront. And every time when I ask a supervisor, go into the courts or talk to these whoever they are, they need to be more upfront about the situation and tell me what my choices are instead of sitting up there laughing about it and think that everything is a joke. So, like I said.
Tasha, I'm sure that there's somebody that can help you, but you have to
go
be
out
an
and
advocate.
Find them.
You have to be an advocate for yourself. And you just have to. I mean, you just have to. And there's no way to get around it. And we all make mistakes, you know, blah, blah, blah. But But you have to be an advocate for yourself, because until you're an advocate for yourself, nobody else is going to be an advocate for you. And you have to, and you have to understand what's going on so you can make choices to live here and now and not, you know, because otherwise it'll never be resolved. And you don't want to live your life that way. Nobody does.
Well, it looks like I might have to, because there's no understanding behind any of it. All right. I don't know. Well, I mean, I do what I can. That's all I can say. All right. Well, thank you, Annie. Thank you for your reader.
Take care.
I can do. I do my best, though. All right. You take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay. So this is Polly from, and my website is Gateways to Peace, and that's with the number 2. So, you know, the last caller is definitely in a tough situation, but, you know, it's never too late. I don't care what's going on in your life. It is never too late, because you can there's always an opportunity for change. And, you know, we have to be an advocate for ourselves. And, yeah, I get that sometimes we feel like we don't want to go and, you know, put ourselves out there. We all go through that. I understand that. But you know what? If we really want to live a life that we're capable, where we feel joy and passion and, you know, have good relationships, we got to stand up for ourselves. We've got to be true for who we are. And that goes with Amy being true and proud of her capabilities. Go get that promotion. That goes with Tasha. Go get some help so you understand with what you're doing. This is how we need to live our life. Be brave. That's really important. Okay, now that I'm off that rant, Polly Wyrum, and I'm taking the next caller, 214-607.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
Good, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Are you afraid to call in to me and think I'm going to be on some rampage today?
It's your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
Hallelujah. Okay, where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, awesome. And what's your name?
Jeet.
How do you spell that?
J-E-E-T.
Okay, great. Okay, how can I... Oh, first of all, you got to tell me a dream.
My dream. Well, started my own, I guess you could say my own business, because I do healing modalities, and so moving forward into it, and I sure could use some guidance. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, right off the get-go, I see animals around you, not animals like my dog, but I actually see animals around you. Actually, I closed my door. Okay, and you also have that really nice energy that's very, you know, where you're like an empath, but you're very, that very dreamy type of energy, that very connected to the other side type energy with you all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just very much who you are. Like, almost like, you know how some kids, like little kids are, they have that really sweet, genuine, loving energy around them. That's you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's very nice. So let me do one of my prayers. Have you heard me how I do it? It's basically just listen. I call in your angels, guides, mine, and we get the biggest message for you.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like there's something... there's something hinging on, it's like you kind of, it's something that you're interested in or you're wanting it. Something is hinging, okay, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but it's almost like hinging on a belief you have. It's almost like you need to let go of this one last thing that you believe about yourself, and you're good to go. There's one last little thing. So apparently you've been doing like a lot of, what do we want to say, discovery work or a lot of, you know, like a lot of growth. There's just like one more thing that that you keep going back to, and I'm not sure what it's connected to, but it you keep going back to, and you're like, I'm not ready to fully commit to this until I have this. So whatever it is, it's like you're not fully ready to commit to your business until you have whatever it is. So what is it that you want? Is it like financial? No, it's not financial freedom. I mean, it could. What is it that you feel like you have to have before you're able to go in this full force?
You know, I'm a makeup artist as well, but I infuse it into my healing work. You know, that side just hasn't been as full flowing.
Mm-hmm. And you, that was a makeup artist? You said it was a makeup artist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what? That could be the thing that you end up letting go. I mean, if you were to let that go, how would you feel? Is that something that you love doing?
Oh yeah, it's a passion of mine.
Okay, then that's not. Don't let that go. It's a passion. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do one of my prayers, and I'm gonna see just what the message is that comes through. Okay. So if you can, close your eyes and take a nice big breath in, and we release. And we welcome in our angels, our guides. We're welcoming all the guidance that we have, all the love, all the generous support that we have within us and all around us. And know that as we move forward, we have these new challenges, but we have the strength to overcome them, knowing that we are given more abundance. So I see you receiving tons and tons of opportunities, tons, like your arms are overflowing now with possibilities. So it's almost like, you need to, I don't know if you feel like this right now, but it's almost like you have to put some things down so you can focus more on what you really want to do. So you've got lots and lots and lots of stuff in your arms. But you're also super, like, I see you, like, happy and full of joy. Like, you're excited about all the prospects and all the businesses coming into you right now that's coming your way. So is that mm-hmm. happening yet? I mean, are you getting, like, a ton of work?
Not yet. I mean, my husband is very supportive, and so we've started recording, like, live stream, and mm-hmm. the first one will be going out, like, in a few days, so I feel really good. I feel like March is going to be, like, such a movement.
Well, I see tons of stuff coming into your life, like, literally packages coming into your life, like, your arms is what I mean. Like, literally, you are, like, people are just putting packages in your arms. So unless you've just had a birthday and you were receiving, like, a ton of packages, I would say that this is to do with what's coming up. But you will have to decide what's most important to you. Like, you're going to have to decide, you're going to have to make that shift and decide how you want to streamline your work. I guess that's a better way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So maybe are you still like in the broad spectrum and you just need to narrow it down? Because you're going to have a ton of work.
Yeah, it could be because like I left my retail job and it was like a security, mm-hmm. you know, and then go, you know, when you go into your own self and doing it to promote yourself and what you love, it's you kind of linger on the financial side, which hasn't been fun, but the universe has been truly and truly supportive, and just, you know, money always shows up when it's needed. So it could be that.
Well, I totally see that you're going to have lots of opportunities. I mean, I totally see that. So, okay, here's another question. Are you planning on doing something where you're shipping, where it involves shipping things? Like packages. Because I'm just curious why I see all these packages coming to you. Like I see literally all these like boxes and packages coming to you.
No,
I mean, it could be as easy as just that you have all this abundance because you're extremely happy with it. But I'm curious if there's some aspect of shipping. I mean, so I don't know. You're just going to have to keep, unless you like need stuff to create, you know, like if it's beads that you need to create you know, if you're making necklaces or whatever. So, I don't know. So, you know,
making healing bath salts, which is something I want to incorporate on my website as well. So it could be that too.
Do you have to have, like, do you have to order a bunch of products to create what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's as simple as you're actually going to have the money to buy a bunch of those products because
okay.
you're, like,
yeah.
overjoyed. You've got all this stuff coming in.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because you're really happy about it. And, I mean, I literally see you having, like, all these, and they're not big boxes. They're, like, these little boxes that are, like, the size of, almost like the size of a brick, but rounder. And you just have, like, a ton of them, and they're just all coming in. So I would say that that's really good news. So just keep focusing on what you want. But, you know, I see you smiling, and I see you happy with all the stuff coming in. So I wish that I could share with you what I see in my mind so you could take a picture of it and keep it on your wall. If nothing else, write, you know, your abundance, you're living in abundance. Because that's definitely coming your way.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
I'll take it.
And then
yeah.
I have to just ask you one other thing. Why did I see, as soon as we started talking, I saw, like, animals around you, like, you know,
oh,
horses.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, horses? I have two cats and a dog.
Yeah. I see animals. Like, I saw, like, animals, like, you know, like, farmyard animals. Like, I saw horses and just, like, these happy, like, you just have all this happy energy around you.
I've been, you know, it saddens me when I hear and see a lot about, you know, animals being tortured or hurt and that kind of stuff. And I think a lot more so lately, in as much as, like, with pig farms, how they're mistreated and,
yeah.
you know, just thrown around because people have so much anger with their lives that they take it out
yeah.
on them. And I just have this deep love to help them.
Excellent. It's definitely it's definitely in your vibration, so to speak. You definitely have that animal connection. So I share this every week, but Google Farm Sanctuary, because it's one of my very favorite charities, and you'll love it. So it's called Farm Sanctuary.
Okay, I'll look that up.
Just Google it. It'll make you happy, because you're going to see the opposite of the animals that aren't happy. It's like a dose of happiness for sure.
Okay.
Okay, so
well,
open your
awesome.
Arms to the abundance, because it's coming.
I'm taking it all in.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Much blessings.
So this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. And I just want to say that every week I offer, if somebody wants to make, so it's the first person that contacts me that makes a donation to Farm Sanctuary. I don't care what the donation is, whatever you can afford. But a donation to Farm Sanctuary, and you have to be the first person. So contact me and tell me that this is what you're going to do. Donation to Farm Sanctuary, and then I'll give a reading to you. So you pay them, make a donation of whatever you can, and then I'll give the reading. You don't have to pay me. It's going to Farm Sanctuary because I love what they do. They take these animals. They heal them. So these animals are able to live in love again. And they learn how to trust, and then they open up, the animals live on the sanctuary, and then people can come in and spend time with them. And it's a very healing process for both the people and animals. And they also let kids come in. So kids like foster care kids and kids, high risk kids, get to come in and spend time with them. And so it's a very healing atmosphere for not only the animals. The animals are pretty happy by the time the kids get to see them. So anyhow, make a donation to Farm Sanctuary and let me know, and you'll get a reading. All right. So my next caller is 310-740. Hello. Hello. Hello, I'm going to have to disconnect. Okay, the next caller, because I couldn't hear that one. The next caller is area code 916-838. So 916-838.
Hi, thank you very much. It's nice to meet you over the phone.
Oh, thank you. Who is this?
Thank you. My name is Wendy. I'm in Sacramento, California.
Lovely. Very nice.
And my dream is to get a new job where I feel comfortable and successful and supported, and that they like me and that they keep me for 5 years.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, Wendy, do you ever do any law of attraction?
Do I ever do what?
Law of attraction. Have you heard of law of attraction?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so start writing this stuff down, like clearly, you know, clearly what you want, your ideal job and, you know, all that stuff. So you've got that, which is perfect. Excellent. So keep working on that. And is that what you're calling about today, or do you want to focus on something else?
It's highly related to my dream, yes.
Okay, perfect. How about if I... Okay, this is very bizarre. I see and hear things and they don't always make sense to me, but they might make sense to you. And this could be completely not related to you. But I was hearing a new refrigerator, like somebody needs a new refrigerator. And does that make any sense to you?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry, because it happens all the time where I hear something and it could be for somebody else, like for the next caller or whatever. So it doesn't mean anything. And you know what? Sometimes it ends up being a message to me, just that I need to hear. So, okay, I'm going to pull a card for you. And, okay, so one of the things that it looks like, you let me know if this is true, but so sometimes is it harder for you to muster up the energy and see like the bright side, see it exactly how you want your dreams. Like you might fall into this thing where you're like looking at the worst, and then you have to catch yourself and say, no, I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to look at the bright side. Does that make sense?
Well, I did have to deal with that in a sense, because I lost my call center customer service job at a very nice company that I had for 15 years wrongfully on January 3rd, 2014. Uh-huh. And I finally got another job. The job I had was more medical vision insurance. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got another job at Wells Fargo, at a bank in their call center. And it was a horrible, it was an abusive environment. And then although I was hired in June, I had a medical emergency in October, and I had two big surgeries on my ring finger on my right hand. Mm-hmm. Thank God, no cancer. They were able to save the finger. It is deformed, and I'm going through therapy to get my range of motion back.
Okay.
And I am technically approved off through April the 3rd for my medical leave. Doctor suggested additional surgery, it would be more to make the appearance of the finger look bigger. I mean, look less big and be more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ironically, two things have occurred here. I've wanted to work for Kaiser in their call center. Mm-hmm. And after years of having their resume downloaded into the website, I had 5 emails in October from that recruiter, and then I was in the middle of my medical emergency. I did send him an email, and he said, we didn't really have anything, but when something comes up, we could start over again. And the other side of the coin, I've wanted to work for a local bank, which I think would be a much more professional environment than the other bank that starts with initials WF. And it's always been temp to it hasn't been offered as permanent, but the temp agency said that it would be permanent, and they're interested in me because of my background. And I've applied before at this bank. The first word is golden. Unfortunately, I had a situation where 34 years ago, I applied at this.
Let me ask you a question. So one thing that I'm seeing, which, you know, just to help me figure it out, but but I feel like, and it could even be somebody that's passed, but there's a gentleman who was shorter and heavier and almost kind of, so it could be, I would say that he had kind of where you didn't feel, like, I guess there was a trust issue there. That's how I would figure. Do you know who this is? Like, where you felt like you couldn't fully trust him.
No, I don't know who that could be. Oh, you know,
I mean, quite frankly, it could be somebody that you had worked with, but it's somebody that you felt like you couldn't, and it probably was, well, I don't know. How I'm seeing them is a button-down shirt. And so when I see them in a button-down shirt, that sometimes shows me like that they were like a professional or something like that. But there was a sense of where you felt almost like they were, like a teasing type thing where you couldn't fully be, you were afraid that they'd do something and you'd look bad. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not quite sure.
Because to me, so some of the stuff, because I feel like there's just stuff that just kind of keeps coming back. And here's another question I have for you. Do you like, I mean, have you ever thought about working, and I know probably the money's not as good, have you ever worked with kids, like in a, you know, with younger kids, and school-age kids? Have you ever worked with kids or in an organization that has kids?
No, and I don't think that would be a good fit for me because I need a job where I'm sitting down at this point in my life.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is I feel like you have more opportunities but it sounds like you're working with a headhunter type thing, a temp agency, because I feel like you've got more opportunities than necessarily what you see. So I'm encouraging you to broaden your scope.
Okay.
So it might, you might find something where you're in a, you might find something where you're working for a company that maybe has kids or whatever, and you end up being in a position where you're sitting. Just broaden your scope and see what's out there. But you have this. Here's what the reason the whole kid thing came up, I think, is because you have this gentleness about you. You have this, you know, where you kind of actually like to see how before people are jaded, they have these dreams and desires and they laugh. Right? And it's like you've kind of lost track of that. Whereas if you spent a little bit of time around kids, like volunteered at the library or whatever, you would be around seeing people who have that carefree attitude about life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That actually would be I think might be a good thing for you. To get out of, you know, where you're thinking about the cycle of what's happened, broaden your research out to what's out there. But I also think that if you did some type of volunteer work, it would be really good for you. Volunteer work in where you're, like, with kids or something where it's a happy environment. I think that'd be really good for you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's going to open something up for you. So that one I want to hear about. So when after you've been doing it for a little while, or maybe it'll just be the first week, let me know what happens. Because I feel like it's going to, you know, there's a softer side of you that's going to come out.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about that. Do you have any more questions?
No, but I appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is Gateways to Peace. And I think that was Wendy in Sacramento, and I think sometimes it's just important for us, you know, we all find it, we all make our world smaller than it is. Like, we live in a world that is huge, and we have so many possibilities, and there's so many experiences waiting for us. But again, it's that being brave or having the courage or whatever. And I understand that it takes courage to come out of our everyday situation. But if she opens up and goes and does like some volunteer work and broadens her perspective, her life is going to change. And that's not just Wendy's life. That's all of our lives, because that's just so true with all of us. Okay, my next caller is area code 914-522.
Hello,
good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How about
you? Good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call, and what a lovely show you have.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Kate.
Kate, and where are you calling from?
New York.
You know what, Kate, I just have to say that I totally appreciate you and everybody else that calls in, because you're opening yourself up. And I really appreciate that. Many blessings to you. Okay,
thank
Kate,
you.
Thank you. What is a dream of yours?
The dream that I have, is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I have this project that I'd like to see get off the ground more, and there's someone in mind that I'd like to work with on it. So I was wondering if you see that happening. I actually just contacted them recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Okay, so are you do you have like this passion, like for this project, do you have like excitement and passion? Like if, say you get an email at 9 o'clock at night regarding it, are you going to like, you know, respond immediately? Do you have that passion and drive for this project?
Oh yeah. I might ask somebody to open it first to see what it is, like, you know. But after
okay, this is actually just a stepping stone for you. So whatever this is that you're doing, it is a stepping stone for you. It's not the final end. It's not the final decision. So this project, as I see it, will be, it changes direction, and it also takes you in a new direction. So it's almost like, you know, this project, I feel like, has gotten a lot of attention, and you put, you know, focus and energy. You will see, I see you moving beyond this project. So this project is like a catalyst for change in your life. But I will say that you go beyond the project, is how I see it. And I also want to see, because you said that there's going to be somebody helping you, so I just want to tune into that. It's all, you know, what's interesting is, and, you know, lots of times the stuff that I see doesn't make sense until like 2 weeks or a month or something later on, and you can look at it, because it's like there's some aspect of this project that you have to, unless this has already happened, has it come to a point where you had to, like, take a break from it? You had to sidestep it for a while.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I did an overview of it, like an example of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, like the prototype, you could say. And now I want to, you know, kind of, you know, make it more real, do it in full.
Yes. Okay, because there's something about, there's how I feel, okay, this is kind of how it feels. Like, how it is right now is somewhat frustrating to you, because you see it on the grander scheme, and I see that whatever you're, it's going to take off. It's just going to be a little bit different. But I don't necessarily see you, like, when you actually are a person that does that has the capability to do stuff on your own. And so maybe this person helps you now, but I don't see you like needing to have this person with you as you, because you're going to be kind of, here's one other thing, is make sure that you have direction, like, because you're going to be given these opportunities or this is going to open up a door for you. Make sure you have direction in where you want to go and what you like. Are you moving? Are you traveling also? Is there traveling coming up?
The only way I would see traveling in my, you know, little small view would be if this person says, come meet me out here.
Okay, because I see that there's traveling and I see you're excited about it. So it's almost like you've got all this whatever and you're just ready for it to take off. Put your absolute potential, put all of that into clear direction of what you want. Because now that I'm feeling more about this, you're actually able to leave the frustration behind because you had that frustration. And I'm not really sure what aspect it was. Maybe it wasn't moving fast enough, whatever. You had this sense of frustration. You're able to move that, leave that behind, and you're ready for it to take off. I see you with bags, and you're ready for this next stage. So I would say the next stage is right in front of you.
Wow. Thank you.
Like, have, I even want you to have like a map and put like a red star of where you need to travel to have this meeting or whatever. Like, because I do see a map. So I don't know if whatever you're doing is going to be all over the map. Maybe that's why they're showing me. I want you to have like a clear idea so that it's not, you know, so that your thoughts aren't all over the map. I want you to have a clear idea of what direction you want to take with this.
So I'm sorry if I could just clarify a little bit. So
yeah.
The person you do see getting back to me with a yes, I'm interested, let's explore this possibility, that type thing, and tend to travel.
Okay, so before we go, I'm going to tune into that, but before we do that, I want you to know it's really important for you to come up with exactly what you want this, what you want to happen with this protocol that you've gotten.
Okay.
So exactly what you want. So what you want even without that person. So what you want just independently, how you want this to be shared with the world. Come up with your clear idea of how that's going to happen. Independent of everybody. Is that clear?
Uh-huh.
Because that's super important. Okay,
yeah,
so now
I was just going to say that's huge, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's probably the most important thing you can do right now. So now we've got that under control, and that's the most important thing you can do because I will tune into this guy, but I want you to know that even if this guy wasn't the, you know, he didn't pick it up and you're in the direction of this shifted a little bit, it would be okay because you have that clear understanding that it's going to work out regardless of who's involved. Okay, so this other person, how much contact have you guys had so far?
It's kind of been, universe has thrown us together, like, for glimpses at a time.
Okay, well, here's what I'm saying. It's just, it doesn't hinge on him saying that he's going to do it. And I'm not even so sure, does he have the ability to do what he says he does?
I totally believe in him. The idea came to me in a dream for him. So that's why I really feel pulled. And I admire what he's done. I just have the utmost respect for him. I totally believe in him, is basically what I'm saying.
Okay, so so keep your focus, what you want to happen. Keep in contact with him, and he might help you in a different way than what you're imagining right now. But I actually see that you are, you know, that you're ready to travel. Like, you're literally ready to travel, because I see you with a bag on each hand. So you're literally ready to take off. So that is very, very good. But you have to have that clear understanding of where you want to take off to. And you also, here's the thing, collaboration, co-collaboration, or yeah, you need some assistance, but it's your dream. And so this is your baby. So if you don't, you know, he can help to some degree, but make this your dream.
Okay.
And just out of curiosity, since I see the map and I see like a map with the red, you know how people take the red pens and put them in the map? Does that mean anything to you, or are you planning for this thing to be sold like all over the country or something?
Where I would like to travel to is on the other side of the country.
Have you ever seen, you know what I'm talking about, where you have the red pens in the map, in the state map, I mean in the country map of the country? What does that mean to you? Like, where have you been where you've seen that?
I'm not sure. I just, like, you know, like, I see that as, like, an itinerary. Like, you know, I've seen, like, in movies, people will do it as an itinerary. Like,
yeah, because I'm just curious, because I clearly see that with you. So I'm just curious if it was, like, drawn to a past memory or something with you. But anyhow, I definitely see this map, and there's these connections. Like, if you could draw a line between each red, you know, each red pen, there's connections between all of it. So there's lots of connecting points, lots of connections with whatever's going on. So somehow you're establishing connections.
Wow.
So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, stay in touch with me, because, you know, you've got the most important thing you have to do is clarity. You know, your clarity of work of what exactly you want to see happen.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, have a beautiful rest of the day. And may
your dreams. Thank you also.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too. Okay, so this is Polly Wyrum, and my show is almost ending, but I'm going to take one more caller. But just because the show almost ends, I just want to say that, you know, it's Gateways. My website is Gateways to Peace. So that's with the number 2. And again, I appreciate everybody calling and supporting me, but also, you know, that we're all here for each other, and we all, we're all making this world a better place, because we're putting thoughts of peace and thoughts of love, and this thing about dreams, living our dreams, putting thoughts and energy towards the dreams, our dream life. So my next caller and my last caller of the day, but thank you all for calling in. The next caller is area code 480-519. Hello?
Hello, this is Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Mike from California, right?
That's correct. And I just wanted to give you an update before.
Excellent.
I asked my question that, you know, I had called several weeks ago in regards to a job I was interviewing for.
Yeah.
And I'm one of 9 that were hired out of over 50.
Oh, awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how do you feel?
Fantastic, because I think it's a big financial move forward. And it's the new start of the second half of my life, I guess you could say, in regards to the business world and financially and everything like that.
Excellent. I'm so happy for you. And you know what? This is perfect that you were the person that called in. Is I just have to say, you know, when you put it out there, like the last person, how I was saying, be clear on what you want. You put it out there, and oh my God, your life can change. You just have to be open to it.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm so glad that you called and shared that. And another thing is, like, and I just read this morning, and I love it. Is sometimes we have our dreams, we have, you know, what we want to achieve, but if other opportunities come along in the meantime, explore them, and that's beautiful.
Yep.
so
and it's funny because this job literally was hanging around since November when I made the move to California, and I kept ignoring it and ignoring it and ignoring it, and it just wouldn't go away.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy for you. That's awesome. And that's great. And I don't remember much. I remember that I saw it behind you. Like I saw it had, you know, that somehow I saw it behind you or something. Like,
okay,
you know, you had already had, that it had already come into your life, whatever, that I had seen it behind you. But I'm really happy that you got it. So do you have a question about it?
Well, not so much about that because I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing, but there is a woman.
Okay.
That's kind of been in, you know, we've hit it off right from the go, kind of went back to an ex during the Mercury retrograde, kind of tightened that up. We reconnected, didn't miss a beat. And then there's kind of like, a step back again. So I was just kind of, and I mean, it's just friendship. But I mean, I would like to see maybe if there was a direction romantically, but if, you know, basically I'm just inquiring if it's something push forward or just kind of leave it, let it be as it is.
Here's how I see you. I see you literally, number one, you're pretty, even though I know that you've had, because I've seen other times when you weren't so laid back, but in this instance, you're relatively laid back and you're like sitting down and kind of like, because I see you actually outside, sitting down outside on the ground, but I see you like, you know, if it works out, it works out type thing. And she is, I would say not real committed to a certain trajectory in life. Like she's kind of whatever. But when you're ready to have a relationship, you're in this phase of your life where you can totally attract it. But you're not, you're kind of, even like with this woman, you're kind of like, if it worked out, it worked out. So I would almost even say wait until the job thing, until you, you know, give that 6 months or whatever, but you're going to be ready for more of a stable, you know, committed relationship.
Mm. Yep. That makes sense.
And when you are, you'll have it.
Yep.
It's, you know, but right. Perfect. But right now, the fact that she's kind of, you know, doing whatever she's doing, it doesn't feel like it's really, you know, upsetting you.
No, I mean, I'm kind of that point where it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, literally I see you sitting down on the ground and being happy and it's like, whatever. So, but I will tell you, it's not quite the right time for you to do that, but you will want that in the future. And as soon as you want it, you're going to have opportunities because I see you feeling much more settled and, you know, stable in what you're doing, you know, just in your life in general, like, you know, where you don't feel like a big gust of wind could blow you off or, you know, whatever, like you're super stable and connected and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, literally at the six month point of this job, I mean, absolutely. I mean, commission's coming in, consistently probably and all that good stuff. And it makes perfect sense.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm really happy for you. That's awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing and, just, you know, contact. Also, I have on my website, you can sign up for a newsletter. So if you're interested and you can also just, you know, I love hearing how people are doing. So go to my website, gatewaystopeace.com and just, you know, stay in touch because I love hearing it. And
awesome.
I'm so glad you called in and shared the good news.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Many blessings to everybody. And I'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bye-bye.